right. Evan Farbach here with Bartlesville Sports Commissioner Bob Pomeroy as we're getting ready for the Great American Conference Basketball Tournament. It's going to be at a Bruin Fieldhouse on campus at Bartlesville High School. Once again, that is March 5th through 8th, and we're going to get eight teams for both the women and the men from the Great American Conference. Of course, that's NCAA Division II basketball action coming to Bartlesville at Bruin Fieldhouse. And Mr. Pomeroy, I know that you're looking forward to it. I know it's a busy time for you and a busy time for everybody at the Sports Commission, but it should be lots of fun.
It will be a lot of fun, Evan. You know, this is our seventh year to be hosting NCAA Division II basketball championships, and I'd like to say that it gets easier. It probably gets a little bit more routine, but there's always something coming up, and this is a busy time for us. We're still looking for a few volunteers, and people that want to volunteer can go to BartlesvilleSports.com, and there's an application form on that. There's some interesting jobs, but like you talked about, the schedule is Thursday, March 5th through Sunday, March 8th. One of the things that we do every year for the conference is we host their annual sports awards, and we do that on Wednesday night. It's not open to the public, but it's still really a fun event. All the teams are there, and a lot of pageantry and all of that. A very enjoyable evening to get this thing started.
So that'll be March the 4th, and I'm assuming that's the where they give away conference player of the year, you know, all conference
teams. Exactly right. Freshman player, newcomer, all of their awards. And the teams all set together. They file in. We have this in the Adams Building gym. Hmm. And it's really the only place big enough in Bartlesville to host this type of event. But there's a lot of pageantry involved. It's really a fun evening.
And then you spoke about the volunteers, and before we get into the actual schedule and ticket prices and exactly what's going to go on March 5th through 8th there at Bruin Fieldhouse, if someone was interested in getting involved in that coming up here, you said go to BartlesvilleSports.com. What were some things that maybe they'd be able to do for you?
A lot of fun things. You know, I mean, there's we need ushers for every game, ticket takers, people to sell tickets. We sell programs there. The teams have community involvement, and there's a couple days that we need some volunteers to take the teams to where they need to be and all. Evan, in the past, we've had as many as 300 volunteers that have helped us each year on this. And it's interesting. Bartlesville is such a good community to support this sort of thing. We've always had enough volunteers. Usually it's kind of an end of the day type sign up for some of them. Mm-hmm. So we're still looking for some volunteers. We know that they'll be there when we need them. I encourage anybody out there that'd like to be involved, though, to go to BartlesvilleSports.com. Take a look at what's available and sign up. We'd love to have them come out.
As for the schedule, you mentioned the banquet on the 4th. Things kick off March 5th with the actual tournament. Of course, you've got eight teams in here from the Great American Athletic Conference. It's NCAA Division II basketball. As we mentioned, it's eight teams for both the men and the women. So a lot of basketball will go on at Bruin Fieldhouse during those days over the weekend. And I know that the teams will be involved in a few other things outside of basketball here in the community as well.
Evan, on Thursday, March 5th is when we get started with the real stuff. We start playing basketball, and it rotates year to year, but this year the women play on Thursday, and we'll have four games on Thursday, and they'll start at noon. The first session is noon, and 2:15 are the games. And then we come back that evening at 5:45 for session number two, and that'll be the women's teams playing at 5:45, and then the last game will be at 8 o'clock. Now, while the women are playing that morning, on Thursday morning, the eight men's teams, they'll visit eight local elementary schools. This is a tradition that we've been doing ever since we started hosting these championships, and the kids love it. But as much as the elementary kids love it, what we find is the college students, the men that play on the teams, they love going out and visiting with these kids. The first couple years, we noticed that they were a little hesitant. They have to get up a little bit earlier than what they'd like to. And they were a little bit hesitant in all this. But by the time that they got to the school and saw the enthusiasm, they really got involved. And now the teams that have been here before, the players that have been here before, they look forward and they tell the new guys, hey, this is fun. You're really going to enjoy this. It's a great opportunity for them.
And then as we move into Friday, I suppose that's when the men will tip things off at Bruin Fieldhouse. And then likewise, you've got the women doing something with the community.
Yeah, same schedule on Friday for basketball. Starts at noon and 2:15 is the first session, and then 5:45 and 8 o'clock is the second session. A couple things worth mentioning on Friday. On Friday morning, the women's teams will go out to Red Apple Bowling Alley, and they'll bowl with some Special Olympian kids. And this is a great event. Not only is it fun, I tell you, you'll bring tears to your eyes because everybody has such a good time. The Special Olympian kids, they just love it. Some of the teachers of those kids have told me in the past that the kids will start asking about, when do we get to go bowling with the girls? 11 months in advance. They look for it throughout the year. And this is another event, Evan, where the college women playing basketball, they get every bit as much out of this as the kids do. It's really a special morning, and I encourage you, if there's anybody out there that'd like to just go by and watch, they won't be sorry they watched. The other thing that's going on Friday, Rumble, the NBA mascot of the year that represents the Oklahoma City Thunder. Rumble will be here on Friday evening, and he'll be doing his thing. I think this is the fourth year that Rumble has come up, and anybody that has seen him, this guy is just phenomenal. He puts on a great show. It just adds to the basketball.
Talking with Bob Pomeroy, the head of the Bartlesville Sports Commission, as we're getting ready for the Great American Conference Tournament here in Bartlesville, March 5th through 8th at Bruin Fieldhouse. As we mentioned before, men and women from the GAC will be here that Friday through Sunday, and then after the two Thursday and Friday dates, you'll obviously dwindle down teams. I'll assume there'll be four left from each side, and you get into the semifinals of the actual basketball.
Yeah, that'll be Saturday, and again, the schedule is the same, noon and 2:15 for the first session, 5:45 and 8 o'clock is when the men's semifinal games are. All of this will really be good basketball, but as we move through the tournament, the better teams at that time, they're playing the best, so the teams just keep getting better.
And they're playing for a berth into the NCAA Division II tournament, much like, you know, anyone that follows college basketball would be aware of, like the Big 12 tournament or something like that.
That's exactly right. The first year that we hosted Great American, they were a new conference, and so their champion did not get an automatic berth. That changed last year, so now then the women's champion and the men's champion get an automatic berth, and then historically a couple of the other teams have got to go. Great American is a pretty doggone good basketball conference.
And so then you'll finish up with the two championship games on Sunday. What are the times for those?
1 o'clock will be the women's championship game tip-off. At the end of that game, Evan, we'll have teams will come out, we'll cut down the nets, we'll have an awards presentation, we'll clear the court, and then the men come out. And we think that game will start probably about 3:30 on Sunday afternoon for the men's championship. And then when that one's over, again, we'll have an awards ceremony. Teams will get to cut down the nets, and we'll start getting ready for next year.
And so it's conference tournament basketball, just like we mentioned for the Big 12. It's on a Division II level, of course. And the Great American Conference, if you weren't aware of it, it's D2, as I mentioned. There's six schools from Oklahoma right now, six schools from Arkansas, and they're obviously in a bit of a transition, as almost every conference in the country is. Every division, it seems like teams are kind of switching around and moving, but that's kind of where you and I were speaking before. The GAC wants to end up, and that puts Bartlesville in a really good place geography-wise to host this tournament.
That's exactly right. I was over in Russellville, which is the home offices for the Great American Conference, last week, visiting with their staff, and they're really happy with the 12-team lineup. They like the schools that they've got. And we were just talking, and they said something fairly significant would have to happen for them to change that. And that's good news for us. Like you say, we're a good central location. This is a great economic boon to the city of Bartlesville. In the past, we've done, it's had well over $1 million economic impact on Bartlesville ever since we started this thing. So it's a wonderful deal for the community, and we want to continue hosting it. We've got a great committee that heads this thing up. They know how to put on a basketball tournament. We've got great facilities. So it is a good thing. The only thing that I would say, Evan, is we would love to see more local people come out to the games. Like you say, it is really good basketball. It's very competitive. There's good young players. They all want to win. And people that don't come out are missing a great opportunity to watch some good basketball. Ticket prices are very, very reasonable. For $55, a person can get an all-session pass and come to every single game that they want to come to. On the individual sessions, adult prices are $12, students are $7, children under 6 are free. So it's not an expensive way to spend an afternoon. Concession stand will be open out there, so be plenty of snacks and drinks and sandwiches and that sort of thing.
And go over the ticket prices for me one more time. I think you said $55 for the all session, which would get you into, I mean, I can't even at the top of my head think of it, 12 to 16 games, I'm guessing somewhere in that range, right?
Yeah, 16 games for $55.
And then 12, is it 12, what was
$12 $12 for adults for a single session. Each session consists of two games, and then $7 for students. And so like I say, it's a great bargain. And regardless of what the weather is, come on out and watch these kids play. You won't be disappointed.
And it's a good chance to not have to drive to Tulsa or Kansas City and be able to stay in your own backyard and watch some, spend your sporting dollars in town rather than take them somewhere else.
That's exactly right. And it shows the schools that Bartlesville cares, that we do want them here. These schools that have been coming, several of the schools have a great fan base. We have nice crowds out there, but they're there to support their teams and all of that. We'd like to see the Bartlesville folks come out and support the tournament, support the conference, and support the Bartlesville Sports Commission.
Talking with Bob Pomeroy, the head of the Bartlesville Sports Commission, before we wrap this thing up, maybe just go over a few of the schools. If people weren't aware of the GAC, the Great American Conference, I know we mentioned that they're kind of heading toward the 6 in Oklahoma, 6 in Arkansas, for a total of 12. What are some of the schools that people might recognize in the vicinity here?
Evan, I was looking at the standings for the conference just this morning, and Arkansas Tech on the women's side, Arkansas Tech is leading that conference with an overall record of 19-3. Mm-hmm. They're really playing good basketball. Arkansas Tech is one of the schools that really has a good following and brings a lot of their fans over from Arkansas to the games. Harding is good. East Central here in Oklahoma has a good team on the women's side this year. Southwestern Oklahoma State, they have been coming to Bartlesville going clear back to when we hosted Lone Star Conference. So Southwestern and Southeastern, both of those schools have a long history. They have a lot of fans that come in. Over on the men's side, Ouachita Baptist is having a terrific year, 17-4 record. They're leading the men's side. East Central is second on the men's side. And then you go on down, Harding has always been well represented here. They have a lot of fans that come over. Arkansas Tech, if both their teams are here, they'll have a lot of fans again, and both their teams should be here this year. Southern Nazarene is a reasonably new school into the conference. This will be their first year that they're eligible to come, so we're hoping some of their fans will be coming up. So as you talked about earlier, with 6 Oklahoma schools and 6 Arkansas schools, it's a good central location. And the fans come out, local folks should be coming out also.
And March 5th through 8th, once again at Bruin Fieldhouse, the Great American Conference. BartlesvilleSports.com if you wanted some more information to volunteer. And if they just wanted some more information on the tournament itself, I suppose, what the Great American Conference website?
Great American Conference. .com, all one word, of course, has all the information. It has the schedule. It has the standings. It'll be showing which schools will be coming this year. And then, like I say, it has the schedule and shows that Rumble will be here for both games on Friday night.
Cool. Bob Pomeroy, appreciate it. And we'll see you out at Bruin Fieldhouse that weekend.
Thanks, Evan.